It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Congressman Joaquin Castro is asking Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie to look into possible links between post-traumatic stress disorder and dementia. As Texas Public Radio's Carson Frame reports, veterans' benefits could hang in the balance.
It's something that veterans groups have suspected for years, that service members' post-traumatic stress may lead to dementia later in life. Castro says it's time for the VA to weigh in on the matter.
I've written a letter to Secretary Wilkie asking the VA to look into this issue and to give me their understanding of how they treat this relationship, what their position is on the relationship.
Studies have shown that PTSD increases a person's chances of getting dementia, but no causal link has been found yet.
We simply right now don't have conclusive medical research that links the two, but there also has not been enough research done, and I think the VA and the federal government have not taken an active enough role in this research.
PTSD is considered a service-connected condition, meaning that veterans who suffer from it can seek VA compensation. Dementia does not fall under that same category. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.
The National Dance Institute of New Mexico is getting ready for a big show in late February. KUNM's Spencer Beckwith has more.
Of all of Broadway's great choreographers, Bob Fosse was perhaps the most distinctive. His style is immediately recognizable in shows like Chicago and Pippin, and films like Cabaret and All That Jazz. One of the best interpreters of the Fosse style is the thrilling dancer and choreographer Anne Reinking. She's in Albuquerque now, setting the distinctive Fosse choreography on students of the National Dance Institute of New Mexico. And Anne Reinking is with me now. Anne, it's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
The first time you worked with Bob Fosse was Pippin on Broadway. What was your initial impression of that style?
It was absolutely wild. It was during the audition, and we had improvisation and pantomime. I felt akin with him, and I think he liked ballet dancers because of the specificity of ballet, because his work is so specific. If you get the specificity with just the right amount of sensuality, technique, and elegance, wit, and hopefully some charm, that's what he wants to see. And you start concentrating so hard that you forget that you've been dancing for about 8 hours straight.
What do you feel like when you're dancing Fosse choreography as opposed to other choreographers' work?
There was something in me that had a bit of a holistic attitude towards his work, and I really liked it. Felt great, because you are acting underneath it. It's the opposite of Balanchine in a way, because his is dance for dance's sake. Well, when you're doing Broadway, you're telling a story, so something has to be going on. Even though the show itself has an arc of a beginning, middle, and end, so does each number. They're little tiny chapters, but they have to have the same arc. So he's very specific with subjects and imagery.
When you talk to the kids at NDI New Mexico about dancing this choreography, what do you say?
Well, once they learn the steps, then I get into the refining, what a step means. We're doing Dancin' Man. It's his homage to Fred Astaire. And it's got a lot of rhythm. It has stop time. It's really quite special. And the lyrics are very touching, if you know Bob. So I tell the students a lot about who Bob was and anecdotes and fun stories. And so I like to pass this on, the work ethic of Mr. Fosse especially. The great thing about working with really good choreographers and directors, they make you want to be good, and you can't wait to go to work.
You have been to NDI before.
Many times.
Why the National Dance Institute of New Mexico? Why keep coming back?
Oh, my gosh. I first got involved with it in New York with Jacques d'Amboise, the original founder, and then Catherine Oppenheimer, who founded it out here. We had worked together, and it was such a good thing to do for young people. It's through dance and the discipline of dance and the fun of dance and the responsibility of learning, but having a good time learning, that you get great work ethic and a sense of self and sense of pride. Excellence is something that can be very confusing to a young person. What does that mean? Well, NDI breaks that down.
Anne Ryan King is in Albuquerque right now training advanced students at the National Dance Institute of New Mexico in classic choreography of Bob Fosse. Public performances are February 22nd and 23rd at the Highland Theater. Details and more from Anne at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.